Scientists believe they have pinned down the period that polar bears diverged from the Southeast Alaska brown bear population. It may be as recent as 150,000 years ago. Researchers published their findings last week in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Charlotte Lindquist of the University at Buffalo says there's always been uncertainty about the origin of the species.
All the way from, I think, about 50,000 years to over a million years that split had occurred. But I guess a prevailing thought was that the origin of polar bears had not happened that long ago, and that the polar bear as a species is fairly young in evolutionary terms.
Lindquist says the breakthrough came with the recent discovery of a polar bear jawbone fossil in Norway's Svalbard archipelago. Since polar bears primarily live on sea ice, their remains are usually scavenged by other animals or end up on the sea floor.
Since the fossil record of polar bears is very poor, and the fossils that are existing have been discovered are much, much younger. It's just a few thousand years old, and very few that are older than 10,000 years old. So finding a polar bear fossil that is perhaps up to 130,000 years old was just remarkable in itself. And then that the DNA was so well preserved in such an old sample, allowing us to sequence by far the oldest mammalian mitochondrial genome to date, that was a surprise.
Lindquist and her associates at the University of Oslo and Pennsylvania State University compared the mitochondrial DNA of the Svalbard jawbone to present-day polar bears in Alaska. They also examined the DNA of a Kodiak brown bear and three brown bears from Admiralty, Baranof, and Chichagof Islands. Lindquist says another big surprise was the discovery that the ancient Svalbard bear died shortly after polar bears and the brown bears from the Southeast Alaska population diverged about 150,000 years ago. That's near the end of the second-to-last ice age during the latest Pleistocene era. Even though the early polar bear could adapt to those previous warming and cooling trends, Lindquist doubts that the species, as it exists today, could survive a significantly warmer climate.
The ancient bear probably lived in an Arctic environment like polar bears do today. And it seems that the polar bear today is very specialized to that Arctic environment. And I would really question whether the polar bear, the species we know it today, would be able to adapt to future climate changes. What my guess would be is that they would then perhaps be confined to areas where there would be environment and habitat suitable for polar bears that are so specialized to this Arctic environment.
Polar bears are genetically more distant to other species. The Kodiak Island brown population appears to have diverged from the southeast bears nearly half a million years ago, when the connection to American black bears goes back 2.5 million years.